How is COVID-19 affecting our mental health? By Markham Hyde. By now, the world is familiar with the physical threat of COVID-19. But the psychological impacts of the pandemic are only just beginning to come into focus. A new study from researchers at San Diego State University and Florida State University is helping to quantify how deeply the coronavirus is straining the mental health of Americans. The study has not yet undergone peer review and formal publication, but its preliminary data are among the first to offer details on the scope of the country's coronavirus-related psychological struggles. The study is full of grave findings. In April, more than 1 in 4 U.S. adults met the criteria that psychologists use to diagnose serious mental distress and illness. That represents a roughly 700% increase from data collected in 2018. Meanwhile, roughly 70% of Americans experience moderate to severe mental distress, triple the rate seen in 2018. While this surge in mental distress showed up across age and demographic groups, young adults and those with children experienced the most pronounced spikes. The size of the increase shouldn't have come as a shock, says Jean Twenge, a co-author of the study and a professor of psychology at San Diego State University. In some ways, this is a perfect storm for mental health issues, she says. We're dealing with social isolation, anxiety around health, and economic problems.